Most fatal hit-and-run accidents in Chicago go unsolved. That's according to police data obtained by WBEZ. The data show that more than half of cases since 2014 have not been cleared. That's the term police use. In a fatal hit-and-run this month, the victim's relatives are frustrated the driver has not been caught. They say it would be easier to cope with if the police department did one simple thing. WBEZ's Chip Mitchell has our story.
It was the night of July 4th in the Belmont Cragen neighborhood when police say a dark-colored SUV rear-ended a motorcyclist named Nicholas Garcia, throwing him off the bike and into a pole. Garcia died. He was 36. He worked in a warehouse. He had a boy going into first grade. His sister Maribel Ornelas was up in her apartment relaxing when she got the news.
I had just barely come home from 4th of July get-together, and my younger brother, came over and said that Chato had gotten into an accident.
Chato was Garcia's nickname.
So once we got to the hospital, he was already passed away. They told us, you guys have to wait here. We want you to identify the body. And it was, it really hurt. I can't imagine I still can't take the image off my head. I just can't.
As the police worked the case, they got help from Garcia's friends. Many were from a motorcycle club he belonged to. They went out on their bikes and combed the neighborhood to try to find the SUV, an SUV with front end damage.
The next day it was there.
Just a few blocks from the crash site.
Exactly, it had front damage.
The police responded.
They had the yellow tape around the truck.
Officers took the plate numbers and canvassed the area. The family says the police towed the car away and talked about getting fingerprints. But days went by and the driver was not caught. The family got upset about something else. They said the officer working the case was not returning their calls.
Mm-mm.
Garcia's friends and relatives tried to gather leads on their own. They publicized the case through social media. They went door to door for video footage. One night last week, another of Garcia's sisters, her name's Veronica, she went down to CPD's Major Accident Investigation Unit to find the officer in charge of the case.
We're getting impatient because I feel that we're doing more than they are.
She says he told her there was nothing he could do without more information. According to police records, there have been at least 102 fatal hit-and-runs in the city since the beginning of 2014. Police solved just 46 of those cases, so that's 45%. And in several of those cases, the offenders actually turned themselves in. That means if you're driving in Chicago and you fatally injure someone, if you leave the scene and don't look back, you'll probably get away with it. The police department did not grant repeated requests for an interview about the challenges of solving fatal hit-and-runs. And it's hard to compare the department's 45% clearance rate to other big cities. That's because the FBI does not track the information. The feds can provide a big city solve rate for automobile theft, but not fatal hit-and-runs. Public attention on policing in Chicago usually focuses on murders, and discussions of the department's low murder clearance rate often revolve around issues of trust. Trust also comes up after fatal hit-and-runs. Even if the police are not making progress on the case, Michael Keating says just hearing from the investigator can make a difference to the victim's relatives.
A common complaint of these families, and the truth is sometimes that's how they end up calling me as a private attorney, is that they don't know what's going on.
Keating's law practice includes a lot of fatal hit-and-run cases.
And their concern, whether it's true or not, is that nothing is happening because they haven't heard anything and they haven't received any updates.
Keating says it can be maddening.
This family has gone through something very, very traumatic. And then in addition to it, they have this pain and frustration because they feel like they're being ignored. Even if that's not what the intent is, they're left with that feeling.
And when relatives are not hearing from the police after an unsolved hit-and-run death, Keating says the feeling reverberates to their friends and beyond.
They feel like the police aren't really there to serve and protect them. And overall, that contributes to this feeling of distrust between segments of the public and the Chicago Police Department.
I wrote the police department's press office to find out what was happening in the Garcia case and why the investigator wasn't keeping in closer touch with the family. That office referred me to a lieutenant at the Major Accident Investigation Unit, but he did not respond, so I called the investigator himself. He said he could not talk about the case or his communication with the family. He referred me back to the department's press office. Last night, a CPD spokesman insisted that the department has kept the family up to date, and he said CPD's major accident investigators are nationally recognized for their skills, and they take these cases very seriously. Nicholas Garcia's sister, Maribel Ornelas, says she isn't sure they do.
I want to hear from them every day that we're working on the case so we could find the person responsible.
3 weeks since the crash that killed her brother, Ornelas says she expects that much of the police department. Chip Mitchell, WBEZ News.